Blog Talk Radio.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it. Yeah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God this morning for
new mercy and new grace. We thank God for another day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Welcome, everyone, to Monday morning intercessory prayer, where we come touching and agreeing, interceding on behalf of everyone that's on the line today. We come believing and expecting God to do it all that we petition in prayer by faith. That means that you've already come this morning. You've already positioned your mind and yourself and your heart by faith to receive all that you're asking God to do. That means you came believing this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just say thank you, oh God, again. Thank you, everyone, for being here this morning. Welcome, 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 everyone that's on the line this morning. Let us pray before we enter in, and then we will receive our scripture, and then I'll call your name. If it's your first time here with us at 6 a.m. intercessory prayer with the Gospel Public Ministries, I am Apostle Ptolemy Commanding, and I thank God for each and every one of you. You could be anywhere else this morning, thinking at work or grabbing something to eat, but you decided I want to get on the call and come into agreement, trusting God to move mountains, amen, part seas in my life. So we just thank God for every breath that we take. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. So we thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God, that you've given us this day, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us, that you never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, for the shed blood, hallelujah, on the cross. Hallelujah, that you send your only begotten Son to save us. We thank you that right now, oh God, that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace, amen, asking and receiving in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because of the finished work on the cross. Oh, Lord Jesus, we can thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll move mighty off this call today, bringing healing, bringing deliverance, bringing peace, joy, and happiness, oh God. Holy Lord, our spirit, your provision, amen. Guidance and direction, oh God. And all that we petition and pray by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, have your way right now. Walk every house, touch every heart and mind, sit in every club this morning, amen. Be on every job and in the hospital, in the name of Jesus Christ, every school hallway, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, on the road with us. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, even as we come together right now, believing that healing takes place, amen, that deliverance takes place, oh God. Oh, let peace come and be still, oh God. But divinely intervene right now and send everything around for our good, oh God. For you know you to be our way maker, our promise keeper, our light in the darkness. We know you to be our provider, Jehovah Jireh, our peace, Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our healer, Jehovah Rapha. Oh, have your way right now. Our oh, Lord, do it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us right now, God. We come to be changed this morning in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come praying with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving and forgiveness this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, if you find any unforgiveness in us, oh God, then we have for anyone, oh God, help us to forgive right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you as we receive our forgiveness today from all sins that we have committed, all the unknown sins, sins of commission, sins of omission. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our transgressions and trespasses and iniquities of the God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with his blood, and we shall be clean, wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Oh, Lord, create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Please do not take your Holy Spirit away from us, but restore us to the joy of our salvation, oh Lord. Baptize us right now with your Holy Ghost, with our fire. Oh, Lord, let us receive tongues of fire to war against the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive forgiveness right now. According to 1 John 1:9, oh God, you said we confess our sins, oh God, that you're faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and all unrighteousness, cleansing us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, and we receive forgiveness, we give forgiveness this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we pray for the God position this morning, oh God. All the positions for the God that we can receive from you, oh God. We come that our minds may be renewed, oh God, and we pray for what it is, oh God. Let our minds be renewed daily, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for our new mind this morning. We cast out every hell of attack of the devil on our mind with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare we have the mind of Christ up. And we bind our minds of Christ right now. By faith in the name of Jesus Christ up. Let the mind of Christ arise in us this day, that we will come away right Christ, amen. Love us, Christ. Forgive us, Christ, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we find our will to get your will, Father. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let thy will be done, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every attack of Satan and his agents on our children, on our life, on our finances, on our relationships, on our child, on our ministry, on our marriages, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the crown victory over all this morning, amen. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We come against every hindrance shit on the mind, every spirit of frustration, procrastination. We come against every spirit of only according. We come against every spirit of power. We come against every spirit of fear, every spirit of oppression and depression. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against the spirit of procrastination, stagnation, limitation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every generous spirit, every spirit of double-mindedness. We come against every rebellious spirit right now, spirit of resentment, spirit of shame, guilt, and condemnation. We come against every spirit of destruction right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of lust and perversion. We come against every self-righteousness, self-critical spirit right now. We come against every spirit right now of pain, aching, discomfort, sickness, disease, viruses, inflammation, affliction. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of greed, we come against the spirit of mammon right now, homosexuality, we come against every spirit of immorality, we come against every spirit of lesbianism, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ, out of us, out of our children, out of our grandchildren, and remember our family, in the name of Jesus Christ, and all of them with love and concern about my Lord, my God, and we just want to say, thank you, we come against the spirit of destruction, premature death of our God, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of rejection right now, spirit of failure, only spirit of power and lack and death. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every familiar spirit, Satan spirit, lying spirit, spirit of murmuring, complaining, backbiting, mind control, confusion, forgetfulness, mental illness, fantasy, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, my Lord, my God. But we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come against the spirit of fornication and uncleanness. And we command you to come in our sexual cares and cease your works and die at the root. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our generational hereditary spirits operating our life through closures to be furled and cast out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. We come against every spirit of witchcraft. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we declare the crown deliverance this morning. Amen. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare the crown victory and hallelujah. Glory to your name now. We declare the crown that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We command our spirits of addiction to come out from our appetizer. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we command our spirits operating our head, arms, mouth, tongue, and throat to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Father. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your war and angels of war against any spirits desired in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the ground of our faith that our prayers will not be unheard, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for your God out here this morning. Hallelujah. As you hear our prayers and you answer our prayers according to your timetable, oh God. But Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Father, if there be any delay, oh God, anything that's blocking us about this mission, oh God, oh Lord, let it be removed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come crying out this morning, oh God, when your word says when the righteous cry out, that you deliver us, oh God, out of all our troubles. So we thank you this morning that you are delivering us right now out of all our troubles. We come touching in the grave. For your word says when there is trouble again in your name, touching in the grave, there you are from this. Oh Lord, we thank you for being in the midst this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you hear our prayers, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're already moving by faith. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. Lord, we know your word is true. It brings healing to our body, peace to our mind. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, it redeems us, it sanctifies us, justifies us, makes all things new. We declare the cross today that we're walking in our newness, oh God. All the poor new being in us was into us. We cast all our cares and fears down this morning. We leave at the cross, amen. We leave at the foot of the cross. this morning, and we pick up peace and we walk in peace, and we walk in our newness right now. We declare that God, we will not walk around blind. We declare that God right now, that every spiritual blindness, hallelujah, has been removed. That our sight has been removed and God renewed this morning, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and all spiritual cataracts are being removed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, all of our prayer on ears so that we would hear, that we would not have spiritual deafness. Continue our prayers, oh God, that we will speak your word and let the world this world, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the crowd that we live in this world, but we're not of this world, amen. We are in Christ and Christ is in us, amen. And we thank you, oh Lord. So if we are in Christ, then you are with us, oh God, and we thank you and we love you. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God. Touch every heart that's on this line, oh God. Oh Lord, right now, those are purpose that I want to be on the call today. Hallelujah. Whatever it is right now that's distracting and that's buckling to be on the call this morning, let it be removed, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let them come and receive from you, Father God, giving you all glory, praise, and honor, and all admiration. And call to your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Let go of the bless your name, God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless everyone that's on the call today and our God and coming up today, oh God. Oh Lord, I ask in Jesus' name for traveling grace and mercy for all, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah for your name, Jesus. Oh, let there be no mechanical things, no breakdown, no chickens, no pullovers, no oxidants. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank the blood of Jesus Christ on every vehicle. For all my transportation that we take on today. We thank the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, every street, every highway. Hallelujah, every byway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, every alley, every seaway, every building, all the place that our feet may tread. We may go into today. We thank the blessed blood of Jesus Christ and our protection. And we declare that by our faith, the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. We're blessed to teach all today. We pray for protection, oh God. We pray the peace of their mind, oh God. We pray their strength this morning. Lord, let them receive supernatural strength and supernatural favor that's coming from you and with mankind, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them receive supernatural blessings, Father God. Oh, protect them, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, let your head of protection be around them and the children, oh God. Protect them, oh God, from sweet and unforeseen dangers of this world. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the prayer that our land is blessed, that our land is here because we come this day, oh God, and humble ourselves before you. And we're praying this day, oh God, that all be healed. We pray for the land and people of Jerusalem, oh God, right now, that we're blessed and heal the land and the people of Jerusalem in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, God. We thank you, oh God, and this soul is shopping all the way. Hallelujah, we are here this morning in prayer. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, have your way. Have your way, God. I decrease so that you may have all the increase. Let me not speak any word that is not from you, oh God. And I just want to say thank you, oh God. Before I speak any word that is not of yours, Father God, I ask that you silence my mouth, oh God. Hallelujah, that you would silence my tongue, oh God. For I know that life and death is in the tongue. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Let the scripture of the word take root and manifest in us all this morning, oh God. And we thank you for, Lord, that it be a grafted and ready on our hearts and mind, oh God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. We thank you, Lord. Make us ministers of fire, Father. That we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. Wherever there's a healing, the healing will take place. Wherever there's deliverance will take place. Oh, let the fire become even more. Let it become increasing more. Let it become contagious. That we will not allow anyone to get to catch the fire of the Holy Ghost. And we just want to say thank you. That it is so, and it shall be all the way. And we shall be stand with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God. It's in Jesus' name we pray to God with the glory. Amen. Father God, every prayer that we bring before you today, we petition, oh God, we ask, Lord, that you will answer speedily, oh God, according to your will. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we trust you with all things. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Glory, glory, shana, rekiri, shadabah. My Lord, rekiri, shadabah. We say to God, now move on us this morning. Move on us, Lord God. Remove everything that's not of you. Every sickness everywhere, God. All unrighteousness, oh God, cleanse us. Oh, let our thoughts be pure and righteous and holy unto you. We bless your name. We come, oh God, to worship you in truth and in spirit. As we enter in this morning, how you worship. If you just raise your hand if you can't right where you are. If you're driving, just one hand and just put your hand up and just say go right where you are. Amen. Just receive it right now. Hallelujah. Just thank you for keeping you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Just shout glory. Lord, if it had not been for you, where would I be this morning? Where would my children be? Where would my family? Lord, where would we be, oh God? Thank you for helping us. We thank you for every breath that we take, every beat of our heart, every move that we make. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome those of us that are on the line this morning. Welcome. God bless you. It's a time of prayer. I will open up your line this morning. If you have a prayer request, I'll put it this way. If you have a prayer request this morning you would like for us to come into agreement with, just press 1, and I will open up your line, and we'll receive your prayer petition this morning. If not, if you're just in agreement with us, just say amen, and then I will pray strategic prayers after we finish with your prayer request, and we'll go from there this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning. Welcome. Good morning. Last one is your phone number, 7104. Good morning, Kim. Hello. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm good. I just really, I face a lot of warfare in the schools. I'm a teacher and a Christian and an advocate. I fight against, you know, a lot of leaders in the school don't like me, powers that be, and it's just a lot of tension, and I've ruffled some waters lately. You know, I defend the kids. I defend the helpless. I stand up for what's right, even though I'm a little man. And other teachers are afraid to speak up, even though they're upset, and I don't really have a lot of people backing me up. But I just recently made a lot of people mad, and I'm just afraid of retaliation. I just need a prayer to keep me strong and encouraged, because it's really hard. The classrooms are overcrowded, and teachers are getting sick, and, it's just hard. It's just really, really hard. So I just really need prayer, you know, for the warfare and just for me to stay strong and God to protect me against retaliation.
Amen. Amen. We come into agreement this morning. Amen. With you this morning, we come combining our faith with your faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Standing on the word of God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the life, health, and strength of your servant, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you have positioned, Father God, for the people, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you sent out Jeremiah. You told him, do not be afraid, that you were going to give him your words to say and that you would be with him always. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would be with your daughter always, Father God, in all that she do, oh God, concerning your people in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says in Matthew 10 and 20, for it will not be you speaking but the Spirit. Amen. But the Spirit of your Father speaking through you, God's word, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God will be with you, Father God. We ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to be with us, God, a protector, strengthener, Father God. Let us be with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost that she will not be denied. That they know, Father God, that it comes from you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, ask in Jesus' name, let your angels ascend and descend the sin upon her life, oh God. Give your angels trust over her and deliver her, oh God. Let the aid of the Lord chase the enemy away right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let the aid of the Lord protect the chief the enemy, oh God, that's concerning her, oh God. Those that come to our press, oh God. Oh, Father God, act in Jesus' name, oh God. Oh, that you come against it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, act as your people from all evil, God. Sanctify through your word, oh God, and through them. Let them be one with the brothers and sisters that the world might believe that she has been sent by you in the name of Jesus Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, let your angels fight for her in the heavens against principalities. Let the angel of your presence, oh God, save her life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, let your angels go before her and make the crooked places straight right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, send your angels before her to prosper her way, oh God. Lord, hear her voice, oh God, and send your angels to deliver, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray the protection of our children right now. Let your hands of protection be around the children. Let there be no preparation, limitations to these hedges of protection, oh God. Oh, Lord, send your angels to minister unto your daughter this day, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, send your angels to deliver us from the hand of the enemy, amen. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as you have come today, touching in the grand, oh God. Hallelujah, that you're in the midst. And you're already moving and everything that's concerning your daughter. Oh, Lord, move everything out the way, oh God, that is blocking your daughter from receiving her blessing. Amen. We speak to every mouth of DED removed right now and cast into the sea. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, do exceedingly abundantly above all that she can ask or think of according to the power that works in her. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. For the Bible says that I have, look, that we have, amen, the keys of the kingdom. And whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, we loose in heaven. We loose it right now, amen. We loose anything that the enemy is trying to do for right now. We loose it, come against every attack of the enemy with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's part planned in the kingdom. Hallelujah. We bind it right now. And we loose it to the Lord Jesus Christ in it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bind the keys and chains and the nose will serve your eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the strong man and small as good. Concerning your daughter this day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let it be done, oh God. We thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. So I ask in Jesus' name, let the enemy be ashamed and so vexed. Let him return and be ashamed suddenly, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, put to shame those who seek after our soul. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, I thank you for the God. Lord, I ask, return, oh Lord, and deliver the soul of your daughter. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask that let there be a pouring in, oh God, into your daughter, oh God. Refresh, oh God, where she's been emptied, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let it be done as we come believing on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, I ask that you increase our faith, oh God. Lord, that you increase our impatience, oh God. Increase our love, oh God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name right now. That you help your daughter. We thank you for the ever-present help, oh God, and the help that's on the way. I bind right now with rebuke Bezalel and the Lord of the flies in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in your life. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, no flies can live in your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare that you are delivered from the wild beasts of the desert. I rebuke the jackals that would attack your life, city, or nation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and anything's concerning you on your job. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that it is so. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you. As you go and come on today, we call you blessed this morning. We call you favored by God. We call you protected, amen. We call you prosperous. We call you victorious right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail in the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God, the living God that we believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible in Acts 4 and 12 say, now go, I will help you as you speak, and I will teach. Hallelujah. I will teach you what to say. This is what the Bible says in Acts 4 and 12. Now go. Now go, prophets. Now go. Minister, now go. I will help you speak, and I will teach you what to say. Glory to God. If you have a New King James Version, it says, now, therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. Amen. Throughout this day. And every day of your life, I pray that God will add to your life good years extend your life, amen, to the next rapture. I pray that God will bless your latter days greater than your beginnings, amen. Hallelujah, that you will not be deceived and that you will not fall. Hallelujah, you will continue to walk and live a life that is upright and pleasing to the sight of God. Not in your own strength, but in the strength of the Lord our God, amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. We're going to have our scripture read. I don't know what time you get to work, but as long as you can stay on. If you have to hang up, we understand. At this time, you're the only one that press one. So anyone that's on the line or coming on the line or listening via internet, if you want prayer directly, just give us a call here at 845-277-9313. You can message us over. And we can still pray for you that way. I know some people are already at work, so they can't press one to come on. They're in agreement. So we just thank God this morning. Thank you, prophets. God bless you. Amen. So our scripture this morning, everyone that is on the line, is coming out of the book of Matthew chapter 18. Hallelujah. And verse 6. Just read 6 this morning. We're going to do 6 and 7. Amen. The Bible says, and I'm coming out of the New King James Version, it says, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses. For offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. What is the Bible saying? Here in Matthew 18, verse 6 and 7, in case you didn't get the scripture, Matthew 18, verse 6 through 7, what is the Bible saying? We have to understand here, church. Children are trusting by nature. They trust adults. We as adults, we as their parents, as their teacher, whatever position you are in their life. And though and through that trust, their capacity to trust God grows. God holds parents and other adults who influence young children accountable for how they affect these little ones' ability to trust. Jesus warned that anyone who turns little children away from faith will receive severe punishment. When we look at verse 7, you all, Jesus warned the disciples about two ways to cause little ones to sin. One was tempting them and neglecting them or demeaning them. As leaders, you all, we are to help young people, our new believers, avoid anything or anyone that could cause them to stumble in their faith and lead them to sin. We must never take lightly the spiritual education and protection of the young in age and in the faith. Even if we are parents and what we allow to happen in our life, in our home, and in the presence of our children and what they are seeing, go back to the scripture and understand what our punishment would be. The Bible says, this is Jesus speaking, he said it will be severe. He says, the offense must come, but woe to that man or woman by whom the offense comes. So we have to be careful. If at this point in today that you was not thinking about, okay, I need to think about the children in my house, you know, I need to think about what am I showing even my own children. Because sometimes we'll go out and we'll do more for other children. We'll do more for other people's children. And we say, eyes are okay. But what are we showing our children as men and women of God? My Lord, my God, the Holy Spirit comes to convict this morning. Amen. And I have to say, you know, there's some things that happen, and I think about it, how did it affect my children? What am I showing my children? Am I causing them to stumble in their faith and believe it? Am I in a position, and they see me position myself every day and every morning? Do they see me going to ask them to do this? Am I speaking to them? Am I, you know, concerned about their well-being and how they're feeling and what they're doing? So, you know, being in that place and understanding, if you didn't have the knowledge of understanding, or the Holy Spirit brings them back to our remembrance this morning, go ahead and walk in. Don't be ashamed. Be convicted this morning. Don't feel guilty, shame, or condemned. Condemnation, there's no condemnation in Christ. Forget us and let's get it. going. Let's get it. Let's get back in position. Amen. In the right position. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of His word. God bless you all this morning. And everyone that's on the call, this morning I want to pray and lift up my husband, Pastor Dorothy Manning, and our children, every member of the Gospel Public Ministries. I like to call people's name out. So I want to call the name of my mother, my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning, our children, Chloe and Jake, Sasha and her children, Logan, his children, Kenneth and his children, Jamil, our husband's children, Jayla and her baby, Kenya, Victoria, my mother, Tara Dillon, her husband, Taiwan Mackey and his wife and children, Tarisha Kuzmi and her children, Misha Cooper and her children, Bridget Bouton and her children and grandchildren, Sharon Mackey and her children, her daughter and grandchildren, Takiya Mackey, and Evangelist Kimberly Rafford, of course, Prophetess Kim Cotton is on the line today, and others, Minister Van Green and his family, Sister Connie Northern, Brother Joe Washington, amen, Apostle Mark, Chief Apostle Mark L. Robinson Sr., and Apostle Mama Wilson, Apostle Miriam Moore, Apostle Rachel DeBoer and her family, amen, Prophet Cedric Pence, the Universal King Alliance, and every apostle and prophet, prophetess, evangelist, preacher, and teacher under the Universal King Alliance. And those in their name, my God, we pray their strength, their peace, their joy, their protection. We pray healing to their body and peace to their mind, restoration to their soul. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that every need be met. Amen. I pray that God will continue to strengthen all with a supernatural strength that wherever our minds have been clouded, that God will give us peace of mind, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing, you know, in direction and where to go. To hear from him. Amen. But Jesus said, in the Bible that my sheep know my voice, and they come when I call, that we will hear the voice of the Lord, and that we will not come to any other voice but he is. Amen. We will not be deceived when the enemy is speaking, thinking it is our Lord that is speaking, and understand who is speaking. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is my prayer for all today that I'll be protected and God will continue to be with us and guide us and deliver us from this, you know, all that's going on in this land, the virus, the COVID virus, Delta virus, the gospel. Just step in right now, amen, and heal the land and his people in the name of Jesus Christ. That is my prayer. Tell me the people around me, my family. I mean, of course, this family has been affected. Some have passed away, you know, from COVID and Delta. So we just pray right now. No more. We decree and declare no more this morning. So that's going to be our strategic prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As we decree and declare no more this morning, no more. We got to get to the point and say never again. Never again. Where we fall. Never again will we allow the enemy to speak to us. Never again. So that's going to be my prayer this morning. You all, if you will, just come on in with me this morning, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ as we decree and declare over our life and the life of our family members and loved ones. Amen. Right now, that never again, that we will not allow the enemy to operate in our life. We won't fall short. We won't operate in fear because we know that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind and power. But you got to know that for yourself. You got to believe that so that you can receive that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you were all when we first got on this morning at 6 a.m., first thing I said is we come believing. We don't come just hoping and wishing that God, but we come believing and we walk in expectancy. You know, we pray, we come to our Father, and we walk in expectancy, trusting God to do it. If God can do it, God can do all things. If will God do it, you know, when the man of God came to Jesus and said, I know you can hear me. I know you can heal me. You know, will you heal me? I know you can. And he said, I'm willing. He said, if you're willing to heal me. He didn't say, if you can, if this is too big for you. He said, if you're willing. And Jesus said, I'm willing. And he was healed. And we got to come like that. We got to come with that kind of faith. You know, we got to come up with that kind of faith like the woman had the blood issue. And she came believing. She couldn't speak to you. She said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, and I know we hear that all the time, but it's so prevalent, you all, that if we could touch the hem of his garment, we could stretch out. If I could just stretch my faith, stretch all that I have, and touch the hem of his garment, by faith, I will be healed. My family will be healed. Amen. Amen. My children will be healed. My marriage will be healed. My mind will be healed. Hallelujah. But you got to have that kind of faith. Have that childlike faith We pray, Father God, let us have childlike faith this morning, oh God. Help us, oh God, to operate in childlike faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us to have childlike faith, knowing, hallelujah, like a child that comes to his father, like a child that comes to our mother. No, our mama got it. Mama going to make it happen. Not thinking about how she's going to do it, but just knowing we got to have that kind of faith. Amen. We're going to enter in this morning here. I'm going to give everyone one more minute here. If anybody else wants to petition their prayer this morning, we'd like to come into agreement with you. If you would press 1, hallelujah, 1 on your phone, we can open up your line for you, and we can come into agreement with you this morning, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're going to walk and expect to everything that we pray for this morning, knowing that God has already worked it out. He's already working right now. Amen. When you're not working, when you're sleeping, God is working. Amen. All right, then. Then let's go ahead and enter in. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, I ask, oh God, as we enter in prayer by faith, oh God, that you will increase our faith right now to receive, oh God, open up the channels of our spirit right now in the name of Jesus Christ so we can receive the miracle that's already working on the inside, Father God. And Lord, we come surrendering all over to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we love you, oh God. First of all, we give you honor. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you all the admiration. We exalt your name above all you. There's no one greater than you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would just move, oh God, mighty concerning everyone that's on the line. That have come trusting you and believing this morning. Hallelujah, that you are willing, oh God, to do it for your children. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, do it right now, oh God. We cry out, how long, Lord? How long will we walk in the wilderness, Father God? How long, Father? We ask today, oh God, that you will remember us, Father God, and deliver us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, remember us like you did Noah, oh God. Remember us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father. We worship, oh God, that you remember Abraham. You remember Abraham and thought about Lot and brought him out, oh God. Oh, Lord, bring us out this morning in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we declare the crown never again, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, standing on your word, Father God. If you be for us, who could be against, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We declare and declare in the name of Jesus Christ never again. We will allow our body to be used by the enemy. Never again we only will yield our body to fornication. Never again that our body, we declare that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Never again will we yield our body to gluttony and overeating. We will not come to poverty in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we allow harmful substances to enter into our bodies. Never again will we yield our body to slothfulness and laziness. For the lazy man will be put to forced labor in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we accept sickness and disease because we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Never again will we join our body to anyone other than our nature. For we have been saved and delivered from sexual immorality according to 1 Corinthians 6 and 16. Never again will we submit our body to any ungodly purpose. For our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit according to 1 Corinthians 3 and 16. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we defile our body which is the temple of God according to 1 Corinthians 3 and 17. Never again will we be afraid for the Lord has delivered us from all our fears. According to Psalm 34 and 4. Hallelujah. Never again will we be afraid of man, for the Lord is our helper, according to Hebrews 13 and 6. Never again will we be tormented by fear. Hallelujah. According to 1 John 4 and 18. Never again will we be afraid of demons, for we tread upon serpents and scorpions and all power of the enemy. According to Luke 10 and 19. Never again will we not be afraid of witchcraft. Amen. According to Acts 13, 8 through 11. Never again will we be afraid to do what God God tells us to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, never again will we be afraid of the enemy. According to Psalm 27:2, never again will we be afraid to go where the Lord sends us. Hallelujah. Here we are, God. Send us, Lord. According to Isaiah 6:8, never again will we be afraid to prophesy. But hallelujah, we can read to prophecy. According to 1 Corinthians 14:39, never again will we be afraid to cast out demons. According to Mark 16:17, never again will we be afraid of being rejected, because we are accepted in the beloved. According to Ephesians 1:6, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, never again will we be envious of love. Let us not have envy. Amen. According to 1 Corinthians 13:4, never again will we allow jealousy and envy to enter our heart, for envy is the rottenness of the bones. According to Proverbs 14:30, never again will we allow malice to operate in our lives, but we walk in sincerity and truth. According to 1 Corinthians 5:8, in the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we lose control of our temper, for he that does not rule his spirit is like a city broken down with our walls. According to Proverbs 25:28, never again will we get angry at another person's success, but we rejoice in the success of others. According to Romans 10:12-15, I'm sorry, in the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we be possessive and controlling of any other person. Amen. Never again will we allow a person to dominate and control us. Amen. Never again will we allow selfishness to dominate us. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we allow disobedience and rebellion in our life, but we will be willing and obedient and eat to the good of the land. Amen. According to Isaiah 1:19, never again will allow addiction to control our appetites, but we are temperate in all things. According to 1 Corinthians 9:25, never again will we allow unforgiveness and bitterness to control our life. According to Ephesians 4:31, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again will we allow discouragement and depression to dominate in our life, but we will praise him who is the health of our countenance. According to Psalm 42:5, never again will we walk to hate, hallelujah, and not murder. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to 1 John 3:15, never again will we let strife come in between our relationships. According to Proverbs 10:12, never again will we let anger rest in our bosom, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. According to Ecclesiastes 7:9, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again will we allow fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil conspicuousness, hallelujah, and covetousness, which is idolatry, to operate in our members. According to Colossians 3:5, never again will we sin against our brethren. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we have a mistake of person, which is in sin. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we develop ungodly soul ties. According to 2 Corinthians 6:14, never again will we allow sexual spiritual reign in our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, never again will we allow our eyes to look at perverse things, but we make a covenant with our eyes not to be, hallelujah, not to be, to behold any wicked things. According to Joel 31:1, never again will we allow perversion and sexual immorality to control our life. We flee right now from fornication. Never again will we enjoy that which is forbidden of the Lord. According to 2 Corinthians 6:17, never again will we act inappropriately with the opposite sex. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will allow worldliness and carnality to control our life. According to 1 John 2:15, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again will we conform to this world. Amen. But we'll be transformed and renewed our minds. According to Romans 12:2, never again will we allow anger to control our life. But we will be slow to anger and sin not. Amen. According to Proverbs 16:32, in the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we let the sun go down on our wrath. According to Ephesians 4:26, never again will we let rage manifest in our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Holy Spirit, have your way. Hallelujah to your name, God. Never again will we love or enjoy sin. Never again will allow sin to reign in our bodies. Amen. According to Romans 6:12, never again will we depart from holiness. Never again will allow lust to dominate us. Amen. Never again will we yield our members as members of unrighteousness, but we yield our members as instruments of righteousness. According to Romans 6:13, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again will we allow lust to walk in our members, causes us to walk and fight our brothers and sisters according to James 4:1. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now again, when we doubt God's desire to prosper us, for the Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of the servants, according to Psalm 35:27. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we be the tail and not the head. Amen. Never again will we be a borrower and not a lender. Amen. Never again will we be behind and not in front. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we believe that we don't have the power to get wealth. For God gives us power to get wealth, to establish his covenant according to Deuteronomy 8:18. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we lack any good thing because we seek the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we lack prosperity, but whatever we do, honey, we prosper because we delight in the law of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we lack anointing on our head. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will allow the circumstances to steal our joy. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Never again will we lack favor for our life. For the favor of the Lord will surround us as a shield. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we walk in the flesh instead of walking in the spirit. Never again will we allow our flesh to do what it wants. Hallelujah, we will crucify with Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we walk in the works of the flesh. But we will manifest the fruit of the spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Galatians 5:22-23. Never again will we be weak, for we are strong. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we be oppressed, for we are far from oppression. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we be depressed. Amen. Never again will we, hallelujah, be vexed and tormented by demons, for we have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated in the kingdom of God, dear son, according to Colossians 1:13. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We declare the prayer never again this morning. Never again will we allow bribery and let to control our life. For our God supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, according to Philippians 4:19. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we lack, for we have plenty. Amen. Never again will we lack, for we will have plenty of silver. Never again will we lack, we will be plentiful and good. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we lack, but we will prosper through prophetic ministry according to Ezra 6:14. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we sow and not reap, but we will reap where others have sown, according to John 4:38. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Never again will we carry a bag full of gold across the head of one and pick. Never, hallelujah, never will we lack glory, honor, abundance, riches, splendor, glory, dignity, reputation, and reverence according to Psalm 84:11. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again this morning will we be poor. For the Lord became poor, hallelujah, that we, through his poverty, may be rich. According to 2 Chronicles 8:9, never again will we live without the desires of our heart because we will delight ourselves in the Lord. According to Psalm 37:4, never again will the law of covetousness to control our life, but we are liberal givers. And we thank you for it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, never again will the enemy devour our finances. For the Lord has rebuked the devourer for our sake, according to Malachi 3:11. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again will we hold back from giving. For hallelujah, for we give, and it is given to us good measure. Press down, shake it together, and run it over, do men give to us. According to Luke 6:38, amen. Never again will we allow fear to stop us from giving, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again will we allow death to control our life. For we only will lend to many nations and not borrow, for the borrower is servant to the leader, to the lender. According to Proverbs 22:7, never again will we allow doubt and unbelief to stop us from believing in the promises of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again will we think poverty and lack. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. Never again will we, will our basket and store be empty, for our basket and store are blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again will allow slothfulness, hallelujah, hallelujah, laziness to dominate our life, for slothfulness cast into a deep sleep. Amen. Never again will we allow Satan to steal our finances, but we have abundant life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Christ Jesus, according to John 10 and 10, never again will we limit what God can do in our finances and in our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of never, never again will we tolerate lack. For all of God gives us abundance. Amen. Never again will we, hallelujah, have just enough. For else to die gives us more than enough. Amen. According to Genesis 17, 1 through 2, amen. Never again will we use our money for sinful things. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. But yet still we thank you, God. We come to Zion this morning to be blessed by you. For Zion is your habitation, and we live there, oh God, with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, never again will be easily provoked, for love is not easily provoked. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we seek our own, for love does not seek its own. Never again will we think evil, for love does not think evil. Never again will we lose hope, for love helps in all things. Never again will we give up, for love endures all things. Never again will we act, only will we act and think like a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we pass with the gift of the Spirit. But we desire spiritual gifts right now in the name of Jesus Christ and receive it by faith. Never again will we allow the accuser to accuse us, for we are washed and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we allow sorrow and sadness to control our soul, for the Lord has taken away our sorrow and pain. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Isaiah 65 and 19. Never again will we labor and work in vain. Amen. Never again will we hold you, for the heavens be shut over our lives. For the Lord has opened the windows of heaven and is pouring out blessings that we don't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we shut up our vows of compassion. Amen. Never again will we behave unseemly, for love does not behave unseemly. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we allow people to draw us away from the love of God, but we commit ourselves to walking in love, for God is love. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again we will allow the enemy to control our destiny, but God is the revealer and finisher of our destiny. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again we will allow the enemy to control any part of our life, but our life is under the control of the Spirit and Word of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again we will allow the enemy to control our tongue, but we yield our tongue to the Holy Spirit. Never again we will allow the enemy to control our appetite. Hallelujah to your name, God. But we yield our appetite to control it, to the control of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again will allow the enemy to control our mind, but we renew our mind with the Word of God. Amen. According to Romans 12 and 2, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord, have your way, God. We thank you this morning, Heavenly Father, for answered prayers. Lord, we leave this life and never your presence. We decree and declare never again. Never again will we allow disobedience and rebellion to control our life. Never again will we allow curses to hinder our life. We break every curse, for we have been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask, oh God, never again will we open, holy and Father God, we ask that you close every door, God, that you have ordained to close today, that no man can open. And we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we open the doors for demons to come into our life through unforgiveness. Never again will we open the door for demons to enter our life through habitual sin. Never again will we open the door for demons to enter our life through occult involvement in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we allow the demons of pride to puff us up, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we allow the demons of fear to control our lives right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will demons operate in us and control our lives. We decree the crash today in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again. We will, hallelujah, be bound, for Christ has made us free, and we are free indeed. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by faith, that all things are working together for the good of our life. And we thank you, Father God, for turning it all around for our good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare this day that we are blessed, and we can never be cursed, for you are blessed, Father God. For your words are that you are blessed cannot be cursed, and those that you are cursed, no man can bless. So we thank you for blessing us. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Father God, that we can declare the crown right now that we're going from glory to glory to glory. To wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. We thank the blood of Jesus Christ for everything that we pray today that we petition our faith, oh God. Lord, let it be thy will, oh God. Let it be done, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh, Lord, will you bless us, oh God. Will you multiply us, oh God, as the seas and the stars in the sky and as the sand of the seashore. With your goodness, oh God, with your love. And we thank you, oh God, with your protection. And those who pray for today's petition and prayer, every teacher, amen, every child, every home, every life of your children, oh God. And we thank you for Lord. Lord, we love you. We declare the prayer in the name of Jesus Christ and we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, signs and wonders, oh God. Divine blessing and favor, God's divine grace and mercy, God's love, protection, joy, peace, restoration, prosperity. And we thank you for, Lord, restore us, oh God, to the days of our youth. And by faith, we receive honors and prayer today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless everyone that's here on the line today. Amen. It's coming to agreement with us. We thank God for you. There's power in agreement. Amen. And we thank God for the two or three this morning who decided to jump on. At this time, I want to open up your line. If you have anything you want to say, please do so, and then I'll release the pastor's blessing. Go ahead, Pastor Kim Cotton.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to encourage the body of Christ, people of God, those who are suffering silently, those humble women, women who don't like to complain but are keeping a lot inside, the burden that you're carrying. The Lord is with you. The Lord would have you to know, even likened those types of women unto the mother of God, Mary, who was here, who carried a lot of things secretly inside of her heart. For the Lord wishes to eradicate the burdens, asking you to lay those burdens at his feet. The Lord says to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. For the Lord says to keep our focus on him, to keep listening for him, not to the news and not to those around us who come with negative words and negative messages about the things that are happening around us. But the Lord said to take joy in the things that are happening around us. But the Lord said he's getting ready to put a spotlight on the people of God. Those of us who have been in the back burner, quiet, silent, watching, the Lord's getting ready to put a spotlight on such types. The Lord said, don't be afraid, don't be shy, and don't think yourself boastful when he raises such types up to use you. To the mother who has a son, there's a woman who's grieving over a son who's out of the way. I don't know if it's somebody here, somebody who you know, somebody who knows somebody, but I do see a woman who's grieving over a son that's out of the way. For the Lord would have you to know that that young man belongs to him. The Lord would have you to know, and he's asking for that, whoever that woman is, not to show any signs of grief concerning that son, but that whoever that young man is, he is a man of God, and he does belong to the Lord. That is all I have to say today. I'm encouraged. I glorify the Lord, and I thank you so much. I feel like so different from when I joined the prayer line this morning. I was so heavy, and I'm ready to go on a little bit further. So God bless y'all, and thank you.
God bless you, too. We love you. And everybody that's on the line today, God bless you. God loves you. Remember, the devil is defeated. Jesus is Lord. We release you on the pastor's blessing. We want you to know here at the Gospel Public Ministries, I am Apostle Tawani Commanding, my husband's Pastor Dorsey Manning, that we love you. We thank God for you, and we pray that God will continue to bless all. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray that we've come together this morning. And we thank you for, Lord, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed day. Prophetess Kimberly, we love you and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory,